From this point forward, we're going to put the focus on guns and mass shootings. Using, by the way, a standard definition of mass shooting by most researchers, that's four or more people shot in one event and does not include the shooter in the count. Everyone says they want to have a discussion about guns, as we see one mass shooting or death by police shooting after another, but do all these people want to talk about actual facts? Let's do that right now. U.S. sees the most school shootings in the world. California seen the most since 1970, deadliest being Virginia Tech in 2007, 33 dead, 17 injured. So far this year, the U.S. has seen 147 mass shootings. Last year, a total of 610. 2019, 417. 2018, 337. Catching a trend here? If you want to do the math, mass shootings between 2020 and 2019 rose by 50%. And keep in mind, too, that jump by 50% in mass shootings from 2019 to 2020, that was during the COVID-19 shutdowns. And also with school shootings, with schools being closed or limited, that's pretty much erased school shootings recently. But given the rise in gun violence, can we say that? Will we be able to say that in September? Number of mass shootings so far, the first quarter in 2021, is 53% higher than the first quarter average of the past 4 years. Two-thirds of mass shootings are perpetrated by whites, states with the most mass shootings in the past 40 years. California tops that list, Florida and Texas come in behind them. What's been the response, especially in recent years? Now, if a proposed gun law doesn't stop all, well, we shouldn't have that proposed law. Of course, as they have a popular gun grab, people who say more people need more guns, failure of the mental health industry to live up to their responsibilities. There are some that say, you know what, let's change what constitutes a mass shooting. And, of course, thoughts and prayers.
I don't apologize for thoughts or prayers.
I'd like to take a moment to again send our thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers have made a difference to them.
For now, all we can do is to pray for peace and healing for their families.
I can only say tonight that the prayers of the American people are with you.
Today our nation grieves with those who have lost loved ones at Virginia Tech. We hold the victims in our hearts. We lift them up in our prayers. And we ask a loving God to comfort those who are suffering today.
We've endured too many of these tragedies in the past few years. We are praying for them.
To the Newtown community and to all the Connecticut families, our thoughts and our prayers are with you.
As I said just a few months ago, and I said a few months before that, and I said each time we see one of these mass shootings, our thoughts and prayers are not enough. It's not enough. It does not capture the heartache and grief and anger that we should feel.
Our thoughts and prayers today are with the victims and survivors in Las Vegas.
I want to send our thoughts and prayers to the victims of the Las Vegas shooting.
Inaction has made this horror completely predictable.
Yesterday, we grieved for 59 Americans who were killed watching a concert and 527 people who were injured as bullets rained down on them. And as horrible as it is only an inflection point on the daily loss of life to gun violence. We've had our grisly house ritual of expressing our heartfelt grief, followed by a moment of silence. But the moments have extended into years. Families at home did not send us here for our thoughts and prayers. No one in this chamber was elected to tackle our country's challenges with moments of silence. We were elected to work together, to debate, to argue, even fight tooth and nail about the problems Americans are facing and what we can do to help. But that's not what we're doing here. Even after the massacre of children, and now the worst massacre by guns in American history, our Republican leaders continue to block debate on common sense gun safety legislation that is backed by Americans across the spectrum of political ideology. But now we've had our moment of silence, so it's back to business as usual. Members of Congress who call a mass shooting evil and turn around and take cash from the gun lobby. The leadership of this House is so enamored with silence that one of the only policies that they will talk about is silencing guns. Why would you endanger our police officers and families by remaining silent on solutions to reduce gun violence and promote a bill that deregulates silencers? There is only one explanation, and that is that the monstrous roar of the gun lobby is drowning out the voices of families, it's drowning out compassion, and it is drowning out common sense. Many say there's nothing to be done. There is a falsehood that any common sense solution will lead directly to Americans losing their guns and their Second Amendment rights. This is as pernicious as it is cowardly. This is the United States Congress. Americans think that we are strong enough to have this debate on reducing gun violence. Why don't we? Don't shrug off the loss of life. Don't be complicit in the daily carnage of gun violence. Mr. Speaker, it is time for each of us to stand up, to do our jobs, to come together and debate solutions, and to bring them to a vote. American families are counting on us, and they are watching.
That last voice was Representative Catherine Clark, who represents Massachusetts' 5th District. She's a Democrat. That was her speaking after the Las Vegas shooting massacre. Not enough listened to her then. We'll maybe more hear her words now. Benjamin Franklin, I think, said it very wisely. Well done is better than well said. The discussion on guns also seems to want to focus on one particular type of firearm. Now, is that the wise way to look at the gun violence situation? Let's look back at some of the weapons used in some of the more notorious of shootings. The Boulder, Colorado, March 22nd shooting. Shooter used an AR-556. The Atlanta shooting from March 16th, 9mm handgun, purchased just before the violent action took place. Midland, Texas, August 31st of 2019, AR-style rifle. The 2019 shooting in Dayton, Ohio, an AR-15. Going back to the August 3rd, 2019 El Paso massacre, AK-47. Virginia Beach, Virginia. 12 dead in May 31st of 2019. The shooter had 6 firearms, including 2 45 caliber pistols. Thousand Oaks, California, back in November 7th of 2018. A legally purchased 45 caliber pistol with an extended magazine. Pittsburgh shooting in 2018, 11 dead. Weapons included a Colt AR-15, SP-1, and 3 Glock 357 handguns. Santa Fe, Texas, in May 18th of 2018, 17-year-old student used a shotgun and a 38 caliber handgun. You're catching on to the idea here. A single focus is not going to lead to a single solution. That's just the reality of the situation. This is why a simple look at a complicated situation doesn't bring us to a solution. It just allows the danger, the violence, and the death to continue as those saying they want to find answers just continue to remain lost.